This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, Weifeng Zhang of the Mercatus Center. And we turn from the opportunity of Vietnam to the puzzle, the mystery, the strange science fiction feel, like a very famous 1920 science fiction novel. The shutdown of Shanghai, haunting images from a drone of people locked in their apartments or intimidated not to go out, calling for help, for hospitals, for medical attention, for food. Questions of food security in Shanghai, this great entrepreneurial capital of Asia. And now, stories out of Beijing. Panic shopping in Beijing as COVID cases raise fears of lockdown. This is reporting from NBC News. Long lines have formed at Beijing grocery stores as shelves are quickly emptied. Retail and online outlets around the city have extended their opening hours in response to the surge in demand. I usually don't hoard food, said a 28-year-old psychologist. This time I went to the supermarket right after work, but food was out of stock. Vegetables, fruits, meat, rice, all gone. The city of more than 20 million, reads NBC News, has reported almost 100 cases of COVID-19, probably the Omicron, since Friday. The local government rushed to seal off residential areas with confirmed cases and ordered 3 rounds of mass testing in 11 of 16 districts. Goes on to point to headlines that now say that Beijing testing 20 million to avert a lockdown. Weifeng, the lockdown in Shanghai did not make good epidemiological sense, my understanding, because it's not matched by lockdown success anywhere in the world, especially not with the highly transmissible two iterations of Omicron, BA1 and BA2. Do you make sense of this from this distance as to why Xi Jinping has ordered his major developmental army city, Shanghai, and now his capital, to risk food hoarding, food security, panic?
That's really a concerning point you're making, John, here. I think it's hard to really understand what's behind closed doors in Beijing or what really Xi Jinping has in mind personally. But I can easily see two possible explanations. One is that it wasn't quite clear until recently how effective Chinese vaccines against COVID-19 really were. It's possible that it was not that effective as compared to, say, Pfizer, other vaccines in the United States. And so maybe that's what drove the fear for lockdown, because you really don't have other remedies, perhaps. That's a possibility. But the other political one, I think, is also important, that because the zero COVID policy, the strict policy against the spread of COVID, has been the industry standard in China. If President Xi Jinping reverted course now, it would hurt his legitimacy, which is something that he cannot tolerate, being so close to the party Congress later in the fall. So we are really just talking about half a year away from the time when he is supposed to take a third five-year term, and maybe for potentially more. So I think a lot of political capital is at stake for him, and that perhaps explains the stubbornness in terms of not abandoning this ineffective policy.
Well, okay, but the puzzle, it comes from anecdotes. I am 4 times vaccinated. To my knowledge, everyone I know is multiple vaccinated. We're here in New England. We pay attention to community spread. And yet Omicron breaks through the vaccination. It does make for a better outcome. Not hospitalization and not death in almost all cases I'm hearing about, But in any event, you do test positive and you do have 4 or 5 or 6 days of isolation. That's the risk. And it's not much of a risk. Does Beijing care about that? Are they listening to what's happening in US and in Europe? The Omicron BA2 is highly transmissible and not deadly.
That's a great question, but I think what's harder to find out was that the people in China did not get the same vaccines as you did, John. I don't know whether you got Pfizer or Moderna, but they are, in terms of efficacy, it's very different from the Chinese vaccine, which is based on totally different science, as far as I know.
Right.
I'm not, epidemiologist. But so it's it's unclear. Another point that's unclear was that earlier on in the pandemic, when China first got the vaccines, they were prioritizing, very ironically, the younger generations, not the people, say, 65 or older, for the economic motivations, because they, if you get the younger folks vaccinated, they go back to the workforce sooner, and that helps the Chinese economy. But now this is coming back to haunt them, because a lot of people, for example, if you look at Shanghai, a lot of the older residents, they were not vaccinated. And that's the consequence of a misstep from earlier on.
Weifeng Zhang of the Mercatus Center. We're speculating. We have no good explanation why China would damage its recovery and inhibit the population of the two major cities, to my knowledge, that are important for decision-making, Shanghai and Beijing, to be watched. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.